لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وصلواته وسلامه على أفضل خلق الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد بن عبد الله، بعثه الله بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. الحمد لله الحمد لله، أحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى إليكم على نعمة الإسلام وكفى بها نعمة. الحمد لله إن الله سبحانه وتعالى حذرنا وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى sent the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as a bashir and a nadir, a giver of good tidings and a warner. And the Prophet ﷺ said that he did not see any evil except that he warned his ummah against it, nor did he foresee any good except that he indicated it. مَا رَأَيْتُ شَرًا إِلَّا حَضَرْتُ أُمَّتِي مِنْهُ وَمَا وَجَدْتُ خَيْرًا إِلَّا زَلَلْتُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ. I didn't find any evil except I warned my ummah about it. And I didn't find any good except that I told them where they could get it. He indicated where it was. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good of this world is based on understanding. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu relates a hadith, مَنْ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ يُعْطِي. I'm the one that gives this out, but Allah, He's the one who gave it in the first place. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one that disseminates the knowledge of his deen, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of that knowledge. And the ulama say that the condition in that sentence is contained in what was conditioned upon it, which is that there's no good unless somebody has understanding of the deen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he didn't give a person understanding of the deen, he did not have his irada or his desire connected with good for that person. مَنْ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. The one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for, He gives him understanding of the deen. الْفِقْهُ فِي الدِّينِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَعَلَّمُوا. Seek knowledge. وَإِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ. Knowledge is sought through تَكَلُّمُ, with difficulty, by pursuing it. But one of the things that destroys the pursuit of knowledge is al-mira' fi al-deen, which is argumentation and disputation in the deen. And in the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ told us that مَا ضَلَّ قَوْمٌ بَعْدَ هُدًى كَانَ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا أُوتُ الْجَدَلِ. No people goes astray after they were on guidance except they're given in place of that guidance argumentation. Muhammad al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, who just recently died, the Azhari scholar, in his book Akhlaq al-Muslim, said that probably one of the main reasons for the state and the condition of this ummah is jadal, is argumentation, disputation. And it's argumentation not of the ulama, but of us, the awam, the simple people, who have very little knowledge, if any at all. Argumentation, not just in deen, but in everything. In politics, food, everything. And this is empty, meaningless. There's no benefit in it. And the hadith that many of the Sahaba relate, رُوِيَ عَنْ عَدَدًا مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ جَمِيعًا قَالُوا خَرَجَ عَلَيْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَوْمًا وَنَحْنُ نَتَمَارَى فِي شَيْءٍ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدِّينِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out one day and we were disputing about one of the matters concerning the deen. فَغَضِبَ غَضًا شَدِيدًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ. He became fiercely angry. We didn't see anger like that from him before that. And then he warned us and said, مَهْلًا يَا أُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدٍ. Take your time, O Ummat Muhammad. إِنَّمَا هَلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ بِهَذَا. Those who went before you were destroyed because of this. ذَرُوا الْمِرَاءَ لِقِلَّةِ خَيْرِهِ. Leave disputation because of how little benefit is derived from it. ذَرُوا الْمِرَاءَ فَإِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَا يُمَارِي.
leave disputation, because the mu'min does not dispute. ذَرُوا الْمِرَاءَ فَإِنَّ الْمُمَارِي قَدْ تَمَّتْ خَسَارَتُهُ. Leave disputation, because the one who disputes, his loss is complete. This is a loser. That's what it is. خَاسِر is a loser. And the losers are people who do nothing. They gain nothing from life. They spend their lives in vain pursuit, in trivial pursuit. These are losers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They're not the رَابِحُونَ. They're not the مُفْلِحُونَ. They're the خَاسِرُونَ, the people who lose everything. So the Prophet ﷺ said, تَمَّتْ خَسَارَتُهُ. ذَرُوا الْمِرَاءَ. He keep repeating this. Leave disputation. فَكَبَا إِذْمًا أَلَّا تَزَامُ مَارِيَةً. Because it's enough as a wrong action that somebody continues to be in disputation. ذَرُوا الْمِرَاءَ فَإِنَّ الْمُمَارِيَ لَا أَشْفَعُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Leave disputation, because I don't intercede for those who dispute on the يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, the Day of Judgment. وَأَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِثَلَاثَةِ أَبْيَاتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And I am the leader of three places in the Jannah. رياضها ووسطها وأعلاها لمن ترك المراء وهو صادق. For the one who رياضها ووسطها وأعلاها لمن ترك المراء وهو صادق. For the garden, the highest and the middle, the lowest and the middle and the highest. For the one who leaves disputation and he's sincere in that, or he's truthful. ذروا المراء. فإن أول ما نهاني عنه ربي بعد عبادة الأوثان المراء. Leave disputation, because the first thing that my Lord prohibited me to do after leaving the worship of Awthan, or being prohibited from worshiping Awthan, idols, was disputation. That's a very powerful hadith, and all the words of the Prophet are powerful, but if you look now at the condition of people in this ummah, the level of knowledge which has reached a level never before in the history of this ummah has it gotten to this rock bottom level, where there aren't in Al-Qarawiyyin, in Zaytuna, in Al-Qayrawan, in Al-Azhar, there were 70 universities in Damascus alone. They said, Ibn Jubair said, at every pillar in Bani Umayyah was an alim teaching. Go there and look now. Go there. تلك الأثار تدل علينا. فانظروا بعدنا إلى الأثار. Go and look at what's left. Look at the great universities of Islam. And those people who Rahib Isfahani said it was makruh for them to dispute. So what about people who have no knowledge? Who are ignorant of the Book of Allah? Who are ignorant of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah? Now one of the signs of the end of time, the Prophet ﷺ said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يصوب آخر هذه الأمة أولها. The end of time will not come until the last portion of this ummah curses the first portion. Now, somebody told me, and I wasn't present, but somebody told me that there was a gathering, and no names were mentioned to me, so I don't even know who the people they were talking about. But they asked me just out of concern, that somebody asked about Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali radiallahu anhu. And he's by consideration of some of the ummah from the Salaf, because some put, like al-Laqani and others, put the Salaf in the first five centuries of Islam. And after that it's Khalaf. But he, according to Dahabi and many of the great scholars of this ummah, said that there's ijma', there is a consensus that he was a mujaddid of this ummah, that the Prophet ﷺ said, يُبَعَثُ عَلَى رَأْسِ كُلِّ قَرْنٍ مَنْ يُجَدِّدُ أَمْرَ الدِّينِ. There is somebody sent at the head of every generation or every 100 years, the one who renews the matter of this deen. But his name was brought up to be used as an example for some youth. And somebody said that he wasn't a good example in the gathering. And this is unbelievable. Okay, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's Ustad al-Asatida. Shaykh al-Mashayikh, the teacher of the teachers. That's who he is. Abu Hamid al-Ghazali. وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا أَبُو حَمَدَ الْغَزَالِ. But this is a disease when the ignorant people of this ummah talk about the mountains. Like the one said, وَمَا دَرَى شَمْسَ ضُحَى وَالشَّمْسُ طَالِعَةٌ أَلَّا يَرَاهُ مَنْ لَيْسَ ذَا بَصَرِي أَلَّا يَرَى نُورَهَا مَنْ لَيْسَ ذَا بَصَرِي يَا نَاطِحَ الْجَبْلَ الْعَالِي لِيُقْلِعَهَا لِيُقْلِعَهُ. The man, he said, what harms the sun when it's in the middle of the sky, because the blind man can't see its light? Oh, the one who hitting his head up against the mountain, أشفق بالرأسي ولا تشفق بالجبل. Have compassion on your head and don't have compassion on the mountain. Imam al-Juwayri, who has the laqab of Imam al-Haramayn, one of the greatest Usuli scholars of this ummah, who was the teacher of Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, one day says to Abu Hamid, Ya Faqih. And Abu Hamid radiallahu anhu became upset that he as a student was being called a Faqih. And Imam al-Juwayri said that he realized that the Imam was, that bothered him, being called that name. So he took him into a room filled with his books. And he said, I wasn't given the title Faqih until I knew all the books in this room. Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahimahullah said that he didn't speak in ilm al-usul, in usul al-deen, until he memorized 12,000 pages of Abu Bakr al-Baqillani. 12,000 pages. And now people say, talk to him, talk about him like they talk about somebody just down the road. If you read the Rihla of Ibn al-Arabi, Abu Bakr al-Qadi, another imam who the Ummah has agreed on his guidance, and his book Ahkam al-Qur'an is one of the basic foundational books on Ahkam al-Qur'an. He said when he went into the presence of Abu Hamid al-Ghazali in Baghdad, he never saw anyone like him. He said he melted in his presence. And this is one of the greatest scholars that Andalusia produced. He said he melted in his presence. And he said suddenly things that were unclear became clear to him. And he spent time. And Abu Hamid al-Ghazali sent a letter to Yusuf ibn Tashfin, who was the leader of the Murabitin, the Imam of the Dawla al-Murabita. He sent him a letter and he praised in it Ibn al-Arabi, talking about the little time that he spent with him, he gained more than many students had been with him for years. Ulaika rijal, these are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of the ta'zeem of the sha'air of Allah is to have ta'zeem for the ulama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ فَقْهِ الْقُلُوبِ. And the sha'ira, whoever exalts the sha'air of Allah, is from the taqwa in their heart. The sha'ira is anything عَظَّمُهُ اللَّهُ وَأَجْعَرَ بِفَضْلِهِ وَتَعْظِيمِهِ. Anything that Allah has shown that it's something great. And Allah said about the ulama, هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Are they the same, those who know and those who don't know? إِنَّمَا يَحْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Those who fear Allah are the ulama. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ دَرَجَاتِ. اقرأ كتاب الله and see what Allah says about knowledge. See what Allah says about the ulama. Look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَضْلَ الْعَالِمْ عَلَى الْعَالِمْ فَفَضْلِ عَلَى أَجْنَاكُمْ. The preference of the alim over the worshipper is like my preference over the least of you. People have to understand who these people are. They have to understand, we have to understand who these people are. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on Yawm al-Qiyamah the blood of the shaheed and the ink, what do I say, al-alim, their weight in the balance. And he said that the ink of the martyr will outweigh, the ink of the alim will outweigh the blood of the martyr. صاحب الذخيرة القرازي رحمه الله said about this hadith, he said, the highest thing that the shaheed gives is his blood, and the least of the tools of the scholar is his ink. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَا وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاء. I was sent as a mu'allim. I was sent as a mu'allim. That's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a teacher. And he said that the ulama are the inheritors of the Prophet. They inherit the wealth of the Prophet, which is knowledge. So who is going to speak about these people? This is the sign of the age we're living in. Al-Dahabi, who was the student of Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahumullah, one of the greatest scholars of Al-Jahri wa Ta'dir, which is the science of critically analyzing the words and the states of the scholars who transmit hadith, said about Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah, who is one of the ulama of Islam, because his tongue was so harsh on the other ulama, his books were left by the ulama, and little benefit was derived from them. Simply because his tongue was harsh on the ulama, because he spoke with a harsh tongue. And one of the reasons given by the ulama for that is that he was mainly an autodidact. He had little training amongst the shuyukh, and that is a sign of people who are self-taught, who buy books and they start reading books and think that they're ulama, think that they can give fatwa. When knowledge is taken from abwah al-rijal, la min sutur al-kutub, this is something in the isnad min al-deen. The isnad is part of our deen. And there's no science from the sciences of Islam that doesn't have isnad, it's not just hadith. It's not just hadith. The science, you go now, right now you can go, and I can tell you a shaykh right now who teaches the aqidah of Imam al-Tahawi with an unbroken chain of isnad back to Imam al-Tahawi. They can teach you the Risala of Ibn Abi al-Qayrawani with an isnad of unbroken scholars, one after the other. Knowledge is not taken from books, it's taken from human beings. And people have to learn the adab. And the loss of adab in this ummah has destroyed us. We don't have adab amongst each other, but why should we have adab amongst each other when we don't have adab for the best of us? Why? And why should Allah have compassion on a people when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا عَادَتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. The one who shows animosity or enmity towards one of my awliya, and Imam Shafi'i said, إِذَا لَنْ يَكُلَ الْعُلَمَا هُمَ الْأَوْلِيَا فَلَا لِلَّهِ وَلِيٌّ. If the ulama aren't the awliya, then Allah has no awliya. And iyyakum, we should be aware also about the books of the ulama who talk about each other. Because this is something that all of the scholars have warned about. About students who haven't learned knowledge, reading books and reading like Ibn Taymiyyah said such and such about so and so, Al-Dahabi said such and such about so and so. Those, first of all, al-jahh wa al-ta'dil is for the ulama of hadith. It's not for somebody to just go pick up a book and start reading it. And the ulama of hadith said that they are literally on a hufra, on a pit from the pits of the fire. The people who do that time, they literally see themselves on a pit from the pits of fire. And they had fear about saying things about certain scholars. They had taqwa. But now, like the Prophet ﷺ said, people will say a word and they don't give it any thought, and it takes them 40 down into hell for like 40 seasons. Down, straight down into hell. يَقُولُ بِكَلِمَةٍ لَا يُمْقِي لَهَا بَالًا. He gives it no concern, he just says it. And then the other thing, we become ummah babagaiyah. You see, we hear something and then, no, there's no tahakkuk. There's no tadakkuk. إِنَّ بِذَاكَ لَا يَتِلِّ الْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ. In the Qur'an is for mutawassimeen. Who are the mutawassimoon? Mutawassimoon are people who look deeply into matters. They don't superficially just hear something and then take it at face value. And beware too, this is an age of a'immat al-mudillun. This is an age of iman that lead people astray. That's what it is. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ نَسَأَلُ اللَّهَ أَن لَا نَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ. This is an age of people that are leading other people astray. Because the Prophet ﷺ in Sahih Bukhari said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا من الناس. Allah will not take knowledge suddenly from people. ولكن يقبضه بقبض العلماء. But He will take it by seizing the scholars of this ummah. حتى لا يبقي أو لا يبقى لا يبقي عالما. Until not even one alim remains. أتخذ الناس رؤساء جحالا. فسئلوا. They'll take as leaders ignorant people and they'll ask them questions. فأفتوا and they'll give fatwa because they have no taqwa. فضلوا وأضلوا. They go astray and they lead others astray. When I was in the Emirates, one of the muftis there from Mauritania, a man of immense knowledge, Sheikh Abdullah Siddiq, and he was in, a man came in and asked him for a fatwa, and he said, come back tomorrow. And the man turned to me and said, Dabi Arab Shaykh, does he know anything? He's looking at me like, does he know anything? Why doesn't he give me an answer right away? Why doesn't he give me an answer right away? Does he know anything? Because the man has wara', he has taqwa. He doesn't just give a fatwa like that. And traditionally, the word in Arabic for fatwa is nazila. And nazila is the same word for tribulation. It's a calamity that descends upon the head of the mufti. And the muftun had fear about fatwa. One of the sahaba, you read Adab al-Mustafi wal-Mufti. You read the book about the adab, the courtesy of asking for fatwa and giving fatwa. One of the things mentioned in that book is that the sahaba, one man would ask them a fatwa, and he would say, go to so-and-so, and they would go to so-and-so, and he would say, go to so-and-so, and they would go so, and it would keep going around until it came back to the first person. Nobody wanted to give the fatwa. And now, like Sheikh Shadi Nader said, kadar al-mushtahidun, everybody wants to give fatwa. People reinstate sadaq and suddenly they're mushtahid al-asr. They know all the adillah, wal-hujjah, wal-barahim. People used to Imam Malik radhiyallahu anhu said he didn't give fatwa until 70 muhannik in Medina gave him permission. 70 scholars in Medina gave him permission to give fatwa. Then he gave fatwa. Now, Ibn Asakir, rahimahullah, says, لحوم العلماء مسمومة. The flesh of our scholars is poison. The flesh of our scholars is poison. You'll die from it. سُمُّ قاتل. It will kill you. Al-Zahabi said, no one will speak about the ulama in this ummah except Allah will kill their heart. You need to qalbahu. He'll kill their heart. And the worst thing about a dead heart is when you hear, wow, it doesn't have any effect on you. You'll just go on the way you were going before because the heart's dead. That's what happens. The heart dies. And one of the signs of the end of time is mawt al-qulub. The hearts die. People have no fear. There's no taqwa. أَوَّلُ عِلْمٍ يُرْفَعَ الْخُشُوَى. The first knowledge to be taken away from people is fear. There's no taqwa. The majlis, if there's no dhikr of Allah, if there's no ilm, if there's no ta'leem, it's a waste of time. Tari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. It's just empty, foulness. كَأَنَّهُ قَامَ مِنْ جِيْفَةٍ. Like he got up from a dead carcass. People that sit in gathering and no mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no mention of the knowledge, these things. It just ends up jidad, just argumentation, politics, رَأِي كِذَا أَنَا أَعْتَقِدُ هَذَا قَالَ فُلَانَ قِيلَ مَا رَأِيكُمْ. And it's just, that's what it is. إِعْجَابُ كُلِّ بِرَأِي بِرَأِيهِ. وَالْوَقْتُ أَنْقَصُ مَا عِلِيْتُ بِحَبِّهِ وَأَرَاهُ أَسْهَلَ مَعَ لَيْهِ يَضِيعُ. Time is the most precious thing you have, and it's the easiest thing to lose. And I'll tell you, time is going fast. Time is speeding up. If you don't think time is being cranked up right now, then I don't know what you've been looking on the terminal too long. Time is going fast, and everybody's feeling it, not just as you get older, even young people feeling it. Time is speeding up, which is one of the signs of the end of time. بَادِرُوا بِالْعَمَلِ. Quickly go to action. Quickly go to action. When they say, عَرُضُوا عَنِ اللَّهِ قَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. Those who turn away from vain talk, what do they say? لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا. We just have our actions. وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. And you have your actions. وَلَا نَبْتَغِيَ الْجَاهِدِينَ. We don't want ignorant people that are going to waste our time. Because time is too precious. Like one of the setup in Mecca was walking, there were people sitting in the street, empty talk, and he said, وَاللَّهِ تَمَنَّيْتَ أَشْتَرِيَ مِنْهُمْ سَاعَاتِهِمْ. I wish I could have bought from them their hours that they wasted. Just bought. Because time's going, we're all getting gray hairs, we're all headed towards the grave. We're all heading towards the grave. And غَدًا فِي الْقُبُورِ, tomorrow in the grave, and we're going to be asked. We're not going to be asked about what's your opinion about this or that, or what do you think about that. مَنْ رَبُّكَ? Like riot, like thunder. And there's a lot of people that aren't going to answer that question. And a lot of them are going to be people who said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ here. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that people will hear that voice of thunder and they'll just start shaking and they won't be able to talk. And we know physiologically that when people get intense fear, they can't talk. It's one of the signs. They call it stage fright. They lose the power to talk. There are people that take tests in the dunya. I'm telling you, they take tests in the dunya. And they can't remember anything. They lose everything goes blank. Their mind goes blank. They just go completely blank. And they fail the test. And you can't go and tell the instructor, I forgot it all. I know the answer. Let me take it again. It's over. مَنْ رَبُّكَ? Who's your Lord? And it's not enough to say, كَنْ يَقُولُ النَّاسِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَقُلْنَاهُ. People used to say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ, so we said it because تقليد. فَالْكَلِمَ لَا يَجُوزُ شَرْعًا. To blindly imitate in the kalima is not permissible. That's the rajah from the ulama. To make taqleed, blind following of our ancestors, our fathers, in the kalima is unacceptable. So this is the state of affairs. I don't know who has all this time, but there's a lot of work to do, all of us. And we're all muqassirun. I don't know anybody. In fact, really, if you look in traditional Islam, we don't have hukm al-fusaq. Every single last one of us. If you took the traditional tahkim of the ulama before in the old days, and you show up in court, and they look into your life, you'd be fasiq, including me. We'd all just be fusaq. They wouldn't even take a shahada from us. We couldn't even bear witness. And we're talking about Abu Hamid al-Ghazali. They wouldn't even take our witness. They'd say, Inshi, get out of here, hoqat. You're just rabble. Something has to change. You know, people, we need to get doing things, not just talking. You know, I don't know, I just feel every day it just seems more urgent for me. That's the way I feel. It just seems more urgent. You know, the sleep gets deeper, it just seems more urgent. But, you know, alhamdulillah, we're mu'minun, and nowhere in the book of Allah do I see you just give up. I don't see that anywhere in the book of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said things are going to get bad. And what did he tell us to do? Badru bil amal. Get working. When things get bad, get working. إِذَا وَقَعَتْ عَلَيْكُمَ السَّعَ وَبِيَدِ أَحَدِكُمْ أَثِيرًا فَلْيَغْرِسَ إِنَ اسْتَطَعَ أَنْ يَغْرِسَ فَلْيَغْرِسَ. If you're planting a seed, get planting it. Get planting it. And death is sa'a. That's sa'atu sughra, our own death. We don't have to wait for the big one, but it could be around the corner. Well, now you believe. What will convey to you? Maybe the sa'a is right around the corner. The Prophet said, بُعِثُ بَيْنِ يَدَيَ السَّعَ. I was sent right in front of the last hour. And one of the foundations of our deen in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam is that we're supposed to remember the signs of the end of time. It's right in there in the hadith, the second hadith in Imam Nawawi's Arba'een. It's considered, that is considered the essential hadith that explains the deen of Islam. And amongst that hadith is the signs of the last hour. And one of the signs of the last hour is the stupid people from this ummah will curse the first people. Don't just talk about them like they were men. نَحْنُ رِجَالُ وَهُمْ رِجَالُ. They're men and we're men. Wallahi, we don't have a man amongst us. We don't have a man amongst us. I want to see one man. Including, I put myself right in there in the first group of women. We don't have a man amongst us. When I was in Canada, somebody said, they were asking about the women, and he said, and I said, well, people have to, you know, listen to the women. The Prophet took counsel from his wife. And one of the men in the audience said, أَرَيَّا قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Men are caretakers of women. أَيُّهَاتُ الرِّجَاءِ. Let me see the men.
بِمَا فَضَّلَهُ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. That's why. And if you look in the tafsir of that ayah in the Quran, it says, إِذَا سَيُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَيُنْفِقُونَ وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ لِيَحْمُوا هَذَا الدِّينَ. They fight jihad fi sabilillah. They call the good and they forbid evil and they study hard to preserve this deen. That's the tabir. Oh, where are those people? They haven't been around for a while. So don't apply some ayah that you think you're in there. Allah said a rijal, he didn't say a dhukur qawwamun ala al-iman. He said a rijal qawwamun ala al-nisa. Men. And rijal, rajul in Islam is a maqam. Allah Hijana Tu'i said, لَيْسَ كُلُّ مَنْ عَنْدُهُ اللَّحْيَ رَجُلٌ. Not everyone has a beard is a man. So don't get deluded. Testosterone doesn't make men. If it did, all these men out here would be men. Walking around like sissies. Dressing like women. Wearing their hair for fur. Getting their nails, going to the manicure, getting facelifts. Now they have men getting facelifts. I mean, they'd be men too if it was just a hormone that gave you a beard. So maybe the mahal is mahal al-ghadab. I know I'm not meaning to be but it upsets me. You know, I read a book the other day, which was, I just started it because I actually bought it. It was about Abu Hamid al-Ghazali. And the book, it turned out it was all just cursing. I couldn't believe it. It said on the outside, Sirat al-A'lam, like the Sirat al-A'lam. And it had Abu Hamid al-Ghazali. It was a small book that I bought it in Morocco. And then I started reading it, and he's just cursing Abu Hamid al-Ghazali. I couldn't believe it. Nice book, published in Beirut, looked very good. Even on the back, it looked like it was praising him. And then you open it up. That was to trick people to buy it. Summa al-asal, like the Arabs say. Poison with honey. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى. Just, I think that it's a natural condition that to anybody who does any work for Allah and His Messenger, they're going to have Eidah. That's the nature of the work. The Prophet ﷺ had Eidah. People gave him a hard time. The Prophet ﷺ, the best of creation, they even spoke accusing his wife of adultery. And this is the type environment. And that was all for رفع الدرجات and to ليحبط الأعمال. Some people want to lose all their action. But for the believers, for the مؤمنون, we have to be aware of this. Because those are the منافقون. Those are the منافقون, except with rare exceptions, who make tawbah because they realize. الذين يؤذون المؤمنين المؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا. Those people who harm the believers in things, talking about things they never did. And that happened. When I was in Canada, I saw Abdullah Hakim Quick, who graduated from Medina University, and he's da'iyah. He told me he was in Philadelphia, people going to blows in the masjid. And somebody came up to him afterwards, apologized, and said that he used to talk about him all the time. Because he heard people saying things about him. And he would just repeat them. And then he apologized. He said, excuse me. And it's just subhanAllah. But I don't think we should be from those. I don't want to be from those people. I mean, we should be people who purify our tongues. Like one of them when he was asked about the fitna. And he said, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, he said, طَهَّرَ اللَّهُ سُيُوفَنَا مِنْ دُمَائِهِمْ فَلِمَاذَا نُلَوِّدُ أَلْسِنَتَنَا بِلُحُمِهِمْ. Allah purified our swords from their blood. So why should we pollute our tongues with their flesh? Why? Why? What's the benefit? And that's why the Prophet said, غَرُوا الْمِرَاءِ لِقِلَّةِ خَيْرِهِ. Leave
disputation and these things because there's no benefit in it. Do things that are beneficial. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I hate to see a man not in dunya and not in akhirah. Just battal. Somebody doesn't do anything. Battaloon. That's what they call them. The shisha people. Sit around all day long and just narbula or whatever they call it. Just talking about empty things. No, let's be people of jidda and ishtihad. You people get serious. Himma aliyah, a high aspiration, not himma dani'ah. They say dunya is himma dani'ah. It's a low aspiration. And akhirah is himma aliyah. It's a high aspiration. But what do you say about people that aren't doing anything for their dunya and not doing anything for their deen? Where do you put them? I mean, where do you put those people? Imam Malik said, asfal as-safilin. That's where they are. They're the worst of the worst. أقولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين واقطع دابر الكافرين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم سدد رميهم وثبت أقدامهم وانزل عليهم صبرا من عندك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم تقبل منا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من الرياء والحسد والبغض والحقير يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم لا تجعل غلا في قلوبنا للذين آمنوا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم حبب إلينا مشايخنا وحببهم إلينا يا أرحم الراحمين وحببنا إليهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعلنا متأذبين معهم اللهم أنصر هذه الجماعة وكل من يريد بها شرع فأخذه أخذ عزيز المقتدر يا أرحم الراحمين وصلت عليه سيف انتقامك اللهم اجعلهم مجانين حتى يلعب بهم الصبيان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أنصر هذه الجماعة اللهم أنصرنا على أعدائنا اللهم نضطر إليك يا أرحم الراحمين أنت الناصر وأنت القاهر وأنت فوق العباد لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك باسمك الأعظم الذي إذا سئلت به استجبت اللهم نسألك ونضطر إليك يا أرحم الراحمين أن تديم نعمة هذه الجماعة ووحد بين صفوفنا اللهم اجعل كلمتنا كلمة واحدة على أعدائنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم خرب بيوت الذين يريدون بهذه الجماعة وبجماعة المسلمين شرا اللهم خرب بيوتهم يا أرحم الراحمين وشدد شملهم يا أرحم الراحمين وصلت عليهم حصن من عطاياك يا أرحم الراحمين أنت أرحم الراحمين فارحمنا وجعل الرحمة والمحبة بيننا وفي قلوبنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واقيموا الصلاة